From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Some leading economists say Europe is heading for a severe recession, and they're calling on governments and the European Central Bank to help keep the slowdown from affecting the world economy. As he unveils a semi-annual report, the chief economist of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says the eurozone is close to a possible 2% economic contraction this year, the OECD's previous worst-case scenario. President Obama says a new NATO strategy for winding down the war in Afghanistan is a sound one, but not without risks. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chicago, NATO allies have agreed to the strategy during a two-day summit wrapping up yesterday.
The agreement calls for gradually handing control of Afghanistan to its national forces and pulling the majority of Western combat troops out altogether by December 2014. President Obama said it's an appropriate strategy where the NATO allies can leave behind a stable, if not perfect, Afghanistan.
I think that the timetable that we've established is a sound one. It is a responsible one. Are there risks involved in it? Absolutely.
President Obama described it as a process and sometimes a messy one, and he says he can anticipate some bad moments ahead in the next 2 years. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.
A federally appointed panel is urging doctors to stop doing routine blood tests for prostate cancer. NPR's Richard Knox says the new guideline is already controversial.
Most men between 50 and 75 get annual blood tests for PSA. An increase can signal prostate cancer, but usually doesn't. New guidelines from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force say PSA screening saves only one man's life for every 1,000 tested. But many others undergo surgery and radiation treatments with serious side effects for cancers that would never cause a problem. The American Urological Association calls the guidelines irresponsible and warns they could result in needless deaths. But others say the guidelines may lead to more deliberation by doctors and patients about the benefits and harms of PSA testing. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Prosecutors say they will appeal the 30-day sentence given yesterday to the student convicted of using a webcam to spy on his Rutgers University roommate. As Nancy Solomon of New Jersey Public Radio reports, Darren Ravi will remain free until then.
Ravi invited Twitter followers to use his remotely operated webcam to see his roommate, Tyler Clementi, have sex with another man in their dorm room. Clementi was monitoring the tweets and turned off the computer, but killed himself a day later. Ravi was convicted of bias intimidation, but the judge didn't follow the 5 to 10 year sentencing guidelines, saying he thought the law was intended for violent crimes. Yet he wanted Ravi to serve some jail time for the colossal insensitivity he showed to Clementi and for lying and engaging in a cover-up. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.
This is NPR News. Leaders of the NAACP say they hope the group's resolution supporting same-sex marriage will help sway opinion in the black community. But as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, they're treading carefully when it comes to black churches.
Blacks are more likely than whites to oppose same-sex unions, and churches have led that opposition. NAACP Chairwoman Rosalind Brock says the group's stance on marriage equality is only about government policy.
It is not our role, nor our intent, to express how any place of worship should act in its own house.
Still, NAACP President Benjamin Jealous says he hopes the group's resolution will be a game changer. He denounced state laws banning gay marriage, saying they enshrine discrimination. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Today, Yemen marks the 22nd anniversary of its unification, but the ceremonies come with the country in a somber mood after a suicide bombing that killed nearly 100 soldiers during rehearsal for a military parade. A smaller parade was held today at a secure location inside the capital Sana'a's Aviation Academy. Yemen's president sat behind a bulletproof shield with his armored car nearby. Al-Qaeda claims responsibility for yesterday's attack, which it says is revenge for a U.S.-backed campaign against it in southern Yemen. Officials in Glendale, California, say a single-engine Cessna plane missed homes and people when it crashed in a residential neighborhood last night. The plane landed upside down on a sidewalk after slicing through power lines. The pilot freed himself from the wreckage. He'd reported engine trouble. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.